My name is Denise Brown. My first name is spelled D-E-N-I-C-E, and brown like the color. I am the current president of the Greater Philadelphia Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Pennsylvania, and I am now in my 19th year as president and my 22nd year of being a member of the National Federation of the Blind. Currently, I also serve on the National Scholarship Committee. So any of you out there are in college seeking a degree, please make sure you fill out the application, which is due by March 31st. Today, I was invited here to give you, this is what I call 2022 preparation for convention. And I started this because we have not had a convention in person since 2019, and there have been many people who have joined the NFB and have no idea really what it's like to be in person at a national convention. So basically, I want to go over some information. It's a lot of information. First of all, let me first of all say that you will find almost everything you need or want to know about convention at nfb.org/convention. nfb.org/convention. So let's start. Convention for the National Federation of the Blind runs from July 5th through July 10th in New Orleans. We are using two hotels. We are using the Marriott Hotel on Canal Street, which is the main hotel, which will house most of the events. We are also using the Sheraton Hotel on Canal Street, which is right across the street. The Sheraton Hotel will house the exhibit hall and maybe a couple other events. So you can book your reservation to stay in the Marriott, but you will definitely still have to go over to the Sheraton because you want to go to the exhibit hall, or vice versa. If you book your stay over at the Sheraton, you will definitely be coming over to the Marriott for the major events. Most people, I tell them, if it is possible for you to get there before the first day of convention, like if you can arrive on the 4th, the 3rd, or the 2nd, do so, because the events begin on the morning of the 5th. So, you know, once the agenda comes out, you will see that things start, you know, 8:30, 9 a.m. in the morning, and you may want to be at some of those events. On the other end, the banquet is the last event of the convention and is not normally over until about 10 p.m. on the last day, which is the 10th. So you really want to leave the day after. And because of the rates and how they're working, you can also leave the day after that. So the hotel rates are $109 a night for singles and doubles and $119 a night for triples and quads. Adding in the taxes and things for singles and doubles is going to run approximately $130 a night. For triples and quads, it's going to run approximately $140 a night. If you are sharing your room, of course, you can break that down even further. If you're sharing a room with the singles and doubles, of course, you can split that cost in half. If you're in a room with three or four of you all together, again, you can divide it by three or divide it by four in order to cut your cost down as far as your room rate is concerned. If you have read the information that has come out from the NFB right now, as far as COVID is concerned, they are asking you to take to come in with a negative COVID test no more than 72 hours before your day of arrival at the hotel. Says nothing at all about showing proof of vaccination, but you need to have your proof of vaccination if you are vaccinated, because some of the facilities that you may want to attend in New Orleans, like some of the restaurants or entertainment events, other different museums and shops, some of them are requiring that you show proof of vaccination. As far as what the hotel is requiring with this negative COVID tests before you get there. These things may change. We're only in March and we don't get to convention until July. So just stay tuned. And the NFB is also saying that if you don't have the opportunity to get your test before you come, that you will be able to take a test as you arrive at the hotel in New Orleans. So I don't want to dwell on that too long. Just know that the NFB will definitely keep you abreast of what is current for what needs to be done in coming to a convention. Please remember, in New Orleans, if you have never been to New Orleans, it is very hot in the summer. It's not a heat like Texas. It's not a heat like Florida. It's not a heat like, Las Vegas, Nevada. It's got its own type of hotness. So, you know, be prepared. You know, when you're going around New Orleans or back and forth between the hotels, you may want to have a little backpack, a tote bag or something, and have some bottles of water in there. You are definitely going to need to stay hydrated in New Orleans. Another recommendation, when you are making your hotel reservation, please use a credit card. Don't use a debit card. Your debit card, more of your money gets tied up immediately, and you may find yourself not in a good way. If you have a credit card, use your credit card in order to secure your room. Just remember, when you make your reservation, eventually they're going to take out on your credit card for one night stay, and you will take care of the rest once you get to New Orleans and give them your final type of payment. I recommend that you, before coming to New Orleans, kind of look up some things that are in the area. Ways of trying to save a little bit of money, because you have all these nights that you're going to stay there at the hotel. You do purchase a banquet ticket as part of your registration for the convention, but you've got to eat all those rest of the days. There are no meals that are included into your stay. So you might want to look up about getting to a Walmart or a Target or a Walgreens in order to purchase some items that you can put in your room that will help you during the week. Cases of water, purchasing some breakfast type items. I believe both hotels, you have a small refrigerator in your room. So get some items that you can put in there. Get some yogurt, get some fruit, get some type of, bagels or muffins, get your snacks, get your sodas, whatever you think, get some cups, get some paper plates, get some paper towels, the types of things that you think you will need for the week, get them at a place where, the prices are, not astronomical like they may be in the particular shop, the gift shop or some other type of store that they may have on the hotel premises. So you may want to, like I said, look for things that you might, of course everybody's going to go out to different restaurants at certain times, but if you cannot afford to do that every day, you don't want to do that every day. You don't want to be, feeling like you're getting broke on the third day of the convention. So kind of think of some of these things before you get there. For the most part, the attire at the convention is pretty casual. You may want to dress up at the convention. You may want to make sure you have, maybe a sweater or a jacket. Sometimes people use sort of like a blanket that you might have, on an airplane, because, in some of the sessions, it will be pretty cool. So make sure you have something to, keep yourself warm when it's necessary. Think about how much money you may need for, extra expenses. So you may do your shopping at Walmart or Walgreens. You're coming to the hotel. You may need assistance with your luggage. You may need assistance at the airport with certain things. And of course, you may need to tip someone, for exceptional service for some of the things that you need. So make sure, always make sure that whatever type of money I'm bringing, that You know, I get my bills broken down to, you know, make sure that I have those smaller bills when I need them. And I'm not always trying to break a large bill somewhere. So, you know, after you make your reservation for your hotel, if you haven't done so already or whatever order you may try to do this, you know, you've got to get to the convention. So you may be flying. Some people are taking the train. Some people are taking the bus. Depending on, you know, where they live or, you know, what is most comfortable for them. But some people, you know, do not prefer to fly. You know, start looking around for, you know, any type of discounts that may be out there. Start comparing with some of the airlines. Please remember, for example, on Southwest Airlines, you can check still up to 2 bags and not pay for them. Many airlines, you have to, you know, pay for your first bag, pay for your second bag. Many airlines, if your bag weighs more than a certain amount, usually it's, I believe, 50 pounds, you have to pay extra money. So think about those type of things as you are deciding, you know, how you are coming, what works for you, you know. Check into if you have different credit cards that have different little bonuses with them. Some cards have little specialties with some of the airlines. You might want to check into something like that. If you have credit cards that have, you know, points that come with them, some of those points can be used toward different airlines. So, you know, may help to, you know, make your ticket cheaper, or in some cases may be able to in some ways get a free ticket if you have enough points. Okay. Another suggestion I have, pack an extra cane. You use a white cane. You know, I need my cane to travel, but I have seen over the years many things happen with other people's canes. Like sometimes people, leave them somewhere where they don't remember, you know, sometimes people have gotten caught in the revolving door and then it breaks. I've seen people get their cane caught in the crevice between the elevator floor and the floor that you're getting off, you know, that little space in there, or even the door of the elevator, and get them broken. I've seen people have different crazy accidents with the escalator, or even with people walking by. So I always suggest that people have an extra cane in their bag. For me, I usually carry 2 extra canes. I've never had anything happen with any of my canes, but I'm always prepared just in case. I would make sure that I have at least 1 extra portable battery charger. Depending on some of the things that you may have to do or some of the apps that you may have to use with your phone, or if you're using your iPad, your computer, whatever you're using, you may need to have some backup. You're not always able to, you know, plug in your phone or plug in your computer at every spot that you may be in, especially if you're sitting in general session. So I would make sure that I had at least an extra, you know, portable battery charger, something that you don't have to plug it into the wall, but you plug it into the wall to make sure it's all charged up. But you have your extra cords and cables that you need in order to plug directly into that device so that you are not losing power. Along with making sure, like, you carry in that proof of vaccination when you need it, make sure you have whatever type of ID you need. You can't get on the plane without ID. Make sure you have that with you in a convenient place. If you use paratransit in the city where you are, you can use the paratransit system in the city that you're going to for the convention. You just have to make arrangements. So, you know, contact the system in New Orleans, and they will let you know what they need from your paratransit system. And then, you know, once you contact your paratransit system with whether they need to fax the information over or email the information over, then you will be able to have, like, visitor status while you are in New Orleans. So then you will be able to, you know, pay whatever rate they are paying for their paratransit and, you know, of course, whatever their rules are as far as having companions and how many people can ride with you, you know, all of that will apply in New Orleans. Many times I've applied, always do it sometimes in advance. I may not use it, but I always maybe do it just to make sure it's there just in case I do need it. If you're coming from, whether you're coming from the train station or the airport or the bus station, you got to get to the hotel. So you need to know what type of ground transportation you may be using. Many times at the airports, there's a particular shuttle systems that will go to hotels. Not sure if it's MERS in New Orleans or if it's Super Shuttle. But sometimes the NFB, if we wait a little longer, they'll have a little discount coupon that you could use for a particular ground transportation system. Also, of course, maybe, you know, Uber and Lyft, could be choices. A taxi could be choices, but, I would, especially with Uber and Lyft, you can kind of do an estimate of what it might cost to get from your, wherever you're getting off at, whether it's the airport or the train station to the hotel. You might also want to, you know, check any taxi cab type system there. And usually they'll tell you what their price is also. So, you know, of course, if you're sharing a cab or an Uber or with others, you can split it. But, you know, kind of figure out how you're getting from your place where you are dropped off in New Orleans with whatever mode of transportation you came on. Think about how you're going to get to the hotel. I know that on your minutes from your last meeting, you talked about financial assistance to the National Convention. People who are first timers are able to fill out that application for the Jernigan Fund. Please remember, you know, hundreds of people will fill out that application. You, in most regular years, I would say they give out anywhere from 60 to 75. Jernigan Fund scholarships. I'd say they would might average anywhere between, I'd say, $400 to $600. I am not sure that since we have not been to an in-person convention in a while, you know, maybe there's an opportunity for more people to get the application. I mean, get the funds if they fill out the application, or whether they're going to be kind of sticking to their primary number. But if you don't get a Jernigan scholarship, I would also check, you know, with your state affiliate leadership. I might also, I believe I heard that there, you know, there's possibly a little stipend you can get from your local chapter. So just know it would be good if you were able to get the scholarship through the Jernigan Fund, but you may have to have some other alternatives, if you are, you know, trying to go to the convention and you do feel that you need additional assistance. Also, if you do get the Jernigan Fund or if you do get financial assistance, like from your state, make sure you know what is required of you. You know, for example, the Jernigan Fund, if you're new, you know, they want you to attend the Rookie Roundup, which is the meeting for people who are first-time conventioneers. They want to make sure that you purchase a banquet ticket. They want to make sure that you are definitely going to many of the sessions that make up the convention because, you know, this is not your vacation. This is a important program of the National Federation of the Blind. I mean, that is why, you know, many people come in days before, stay maybe a day or two later if they want to just do something on their own, or many people will do things after hours during the convention to, you know, to fulfill some of the other things that they may want to do. Even if you don't be a part of the Jernigan Fund, if you have not been to the convention before, I would try to make sure I had a mentor, someone you can talk to who has been to many in-person conventions. And that person does not have to be a person who is possibly going this year. I mean, they could be, but that person really should have enough knowledge to help you understand the impact of the national convention, the impact of walking into a facility with, you know, 2,500 to 3,000 blind people coming at you at one time, whether they're walking with canes or walking with guide dogs. It is something that if you haven't been there, if you haven't experienced something like that, you need somebody to talk to you to kind of help you through it a little bit. Please remember that the NFB has a code of conduct. You need to read it. You need to know it. And you don't need to be there disrespecting yourself, others, or the organization. So make sure you know the code of conduct. March 1st started convention registration. So you are able now to go online to register for the convention itself, which is $25, and to purchase your banquet ticket, which is $70. And please remember the banquet is more than a meal. The banquet is not about the meal. The banquet is where you will hear President Rick Abono's speech, you know, where he gets us really revved up for, you know, what's to come, the accomplishments that we have made over the past year, and then what we may be looking forward to. This is also where you will learn, you know, basically the 30 scholarship winners, the 30 academic scholarship winners will be introduced at this event. The Ballotin Award, or, you know, there's other awards and presentations that will be made at the banquet. So it is not to be taken lightly. The agenda of the convention will most likely come out in early June. Spend some time looking through it. It'll come out in a Word form. It'll come out in a web form. It'll come out on Newsline. So you will have many ways to go through the agenda, get the type that you want, you know, kind of look it over and make a schedule for yourself for each day. There's so many items that are going on each day. You cannot possibly go to everything that is going on because some things will be going on simultaneously and it just can't be done. So you're not going to get to do everything at your first convention. I talked a little bit earlier about when you purchase your, when you get to New Orleans, you will pick up your registration packet on the second day. So you'll pick it up on the 6th. And in there will be, if you purchase the banquet ticket, that will, you know, you will have a card in there that says, you know, it's your banquet ticket. But you need to, your affiliate will probably designate somebody for what we call banquet exchange, which means you would have to give that piece of paper, that ticket, to the person in your affiliate doing banquet exchange so that that person can, you know, once they gather all the tickets from the affiliate, then they'll exchange them for tables. So it will, you know, they will be exchanged so that the affiliate, is, you know, able to sit together with however many tables are needed for the number of tickets that are turned in. So please listen out when your affiliate, you know, talks about who will be doing that banquet exchange, and the person who is doing banquet exchange will let you know, that they need to have your ticket by a certain time, where you could possibly find them. You know, they may have you give it to them in regular general session, but please be listening out for that because you do want to be able to, you know, sit together with your affiliate during the banquet. Some of the important sessions of National Convention: resolutions, the National Board Meeting. There are 6 general sessions, 3 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon, where a lot of information, a lot of items will be taking place. If you're interested in our training centers in Louisiana, Colorado, or Minnesota, they will most all definitely at some time be having an open house. So make sure you check the agenda for that. Make sure you visit the presidential suite. That is a suite where, you know, President Riccobono comes in and out of. Some people set appointments to speak with him personally. And many times if you go up to the presidential suite, there will be members of the NFB, you know, different board members, committee members, just all kinds of people who have popped in there that possibly you could meet. Make sure you visit the hospitality suite. You will learn who will be in charge of hospitality. It may not just be the Louisiana affiliate, but the last few years we've been having a couple of affiliates volunteer to host the hospitality suite during national convention. If you are in a particular, if you have particular interests, or if you are in a particular profession, please remember that we have like committee and divisional meetings. Things that you may be interested in, the different committees or divisions will also have in there what time they are meeting during the week. You know, for example, if you're an educator, you may want to be part of the educators division. If you're a merchant, yeah, you know, the blind merchants division, you know, so check again through the agenda, to see what else you might want to be a part of. When general session starts, which will be the, you know, the last 3 days of the convention, we have general session and we sit in the ballroom according to our states, just like they may do in the Democratic or Republican conventions. And our states are in alphabetical order. Sometimes they go from the first state to the last state in alphabetical order, and sometimes they go the other way, from the last state to the first state. So part of general session, you want to get there a little early so you can kind of see where your state will be sitting. You know, each state, the first chair of the state is where the state president sits, and there's a flag on there with your state, and on there's a card on the pole on that flag, and the card is in large print, and it also is also in Braille with your state's abbreviation, your state's name. So that's what you'll be looking for when you get to the general session. When you, I told you, the first thing I told you was that nfb.org/convention is just about everything that you need to know about the convention coming up. And one of the things I think you should go to is any information from the 2019 convention, because that was the last one in person. And part of the information from the 2019 convention will give you the agenda of the 2019 convention for each day. Please know that many of the items on the agenda are standard things that happen all the time. So when you look at that agenda and you see resolutions, resolutions happens every year. So, you know, the general sessions happen every year. The first day of the convention, a lot of the major technology companies will have their workshops and seminars. So, you know, if you're a Microsoft person, or if you're a HumanWare person, or if you're Freedom Scientific, which is under Vespero, look for those different sessions on the first day. If you're thinking about, if you're not that technology skilled, you may want to pop into some of these sessions to see what is available. And the kind of the last thing I want to get into right now is just a couple of apps. If things go true to form, as they should, AIRA, A-I-R-A, is an app that you should have downloaded on your smartphone, because AIRA will make our convention hotels AIRA-free zones, which means you will be able to use AIRA, whether you have a paid plan or not. You don't have to have a paid plan. You'll be able to use AIRA in both hotels as much as you need to use them. So there'll be AIRA-free zones. So if you're trying to get from one place to another and can't figure out something, if you need something read that may be on a sign on a wall, or you have some type of printed agenda, you need some like that, if you're in your hotel room and you can't figure out which one of these bottles is supposed to be the shampoo or the lotion because all the bottles are the same shape, you know, if you need help with the thermostat on the wall, you know, these are things that you can use IRA for. And like I said, if you're using it within the two hotels, it should be an IRA-free experience. But also as a backup, make sure you have Be My Eyes. So Be My Eyes is you know, like using IRAs where a personal assistant will come on. But the main difference between IRA and Be My Eyes is that the IRA assistant is a trained assistant who has been trained with working with people who are blind and visually impaired and probably knows how to give you certain information in a better way. For very simple things that, you know, that you may need, Be My Eyes will also work. So I know I've said a mouthful. I've just kind of tried to, you know, put a little light bulb in your head there about certain things that maybe you should be aware of as we get ready for National Convention. And I hope to meet many of you at National Convention if I have not already met you in person. So Lee, that's what I have to say.